Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
5X Syracuse Rock Alternative. Marty out with a new baby. Baby Mason was born Saturday morning at 9:54. 3 minutes shy of being 9:57 or 95.7, like 95X. Little stinkweed. But he's here. He's precious. Can't wait to squeeze those baby cheeks. Joe Stanley is here from Stanley Law. If you have a legal question, he is here to answer for you. We've got the text line open at 315-629-9570. You can call the 95X phone line and actually talk to Joe. 315-421-9595. And how you doing, Joe?
I'm wonderful.
Any family? I know you've got a place in the Bahamas. Did it fare well?
Yeah, actually, we were very fortunate that they missed everything, and
wow.
They were expecting the worst. They were boarded up, and compared to some of those islands there, really, I mean, the pictures were just
like Barbados.
I mean, it's just, you know, look at poor Richard Branson. He had to be in his wine cellar.
I know. All the places to have to.
He had a good wine cellar.
Yeah. She had a good time waiting that one out. So we did get some questions on the text line. I have a Joe question, but keep me anonymous. Back in September of 2013, my wife had a motorcycle rear our vehicle at an extremely high rate of speed, and the motorcyclist died as a result. As of recent, my wife has tried applying for driving positions and has been denied because a fatality accident is on her record, even though it wasn't her fault. What can we do to get it removed from her record? And is it too late to sue the family for my wife's tarnished record and not being able to acquire jobs? She has a CDL license, by the way.
Well, yeah, that's a really big issue with the CDL, because it's they're not putting it down as a chargeable event. They're just putting it down as an event.
Yeah.
And all of those have to be reported, and it shouldn't be a grounds for anyone not hiring you. The problem is an employer looks at that and they, you know, it's part of the record, and as any CDL. Because, by the way, if it was a chargeable accident, it was your fault, you wouldn't have the
right.
CDL
yeah.
anymore. She wouldn't have it. And the only thing I could suggest is when she applies, point out, listen, it's on my report, but I didn't have anything to do with it. I got rear-ended, and it had nothing to do with me. I was being as safe as I could possibly be, so that they look at it.
Yeah.
So that they understand that, you know, that kind of thing can happen to anybody, and it happened to safe drivers. Can you sue for that? No. I mean, that's one of those things that there is no claim for.
So you need to just like put a disclaimer with your application.
Yeah, she needs to, and the person who ran into them, you really can't sue because the incident happened. I mean, there's no real, the connection between the two is too hard to prove. I mean, the fact that it's on your record doesn't really mean that you're prevented from working. And, it's unfortunate. You know, if you were hurt in the accident, yes. But just because that event happened, it's not one of those things that you can sue for.
Another text message came in. A representative from my cell phone carrier might have stolen photos off of my phone when I upgraded. Can I sue the cell phone carrier? I saw this guy's face in the news and confirmed it was the same guy that helped me with a detective on the case.
Well, actually, you know, I did see that story, and apparently he did it quite a long period of time. They don't know how many people. And yes, you could sue the entity that he works for.
But they said might. How do they know whether or not that person did?
Well, I think that the ones that they caught, they found out that the time that it was when it was in his possession. So they can do it by security analysis. I mean, you'd have to prove it.
Yeah, prove it first, then sue.
Yeah. Well, and again, you need to report it to the police. They will do usually the legwork to put the charges together. And then the company that he works for could be responsible for not supervising him, because it went on for so long that they either knew or they should have known that this guy was doing this, you know. They should have known. And it's kind of amazing he got away, but it was years, I think, if I remember correctly. But yeah, you need to report that so that you don't have to do the legwork to prove that you were one of the people that he took advantage of.
So he was stealing photos out of the
phones. Information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going through and taking photos and whatever. Information.
Which back in the day, the guy behind the desk at Kenny's would have had to make doubles, right?
Yes.
I mean, how times have changed.
That's illegal too, and you get in serious trouble.
Yeah. Really, that was illegal too?
That's not their property. They can't.
That's
true.
You can't communicate. You can't do that at all. That's still the same kind of theft. You know, that's theft of identity. It's theft of you can't do that. That's a crime, and it's also a civil issue. You could get sued, and an employer does not want that, and an employer could get sued if they don't have proper safeguards to prevent it, or that they know or should know that something is going on, and you can make a good case that a couple years is a long time.
Yeah. Joe Stanley is here from Stanley Law. If you've got a legal question, don't go it alone. How do they get a hold of you, Joe?
Sure. You can go to StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, and the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
Another text question at 315-629-9570. I got a ticket for holding my cell phone in my hand, but I was using the speaker function to talk. Can I fight it?
Tough luck. That's the one with that. It doesn't even matter. If you have it out and it's usable, the law now, they changed it because there were so many excuses. If it's out, if it's in use, they can give you a ticket and you can claim.
If it's on your lap and you're not even touching it?
Well, what if it's on the seat and I'm, hey Siri, send a text? You can't, because you can't prove that you weren't touching it.
Right. That's why the law had to be changed to have a blanket prohibition because everybody was claiming.
Whoops, sorry, Siri.
Some expense. Some exception.
She's an overachiever.
Use the hands-free operation and keep it locked away so it can't be seen.
Yeah,
And by the way, if you're going to get pulled over,
hide the damn phone.
If they see you using it, then you're out of luck anyways.
What about, I heard that at a red light, if you are stopped at a red light, you are legally allowed to.
No. That's
Did they finally change that?
That's what I mean. Those are things.
That's been changed?
Yeah, it was like the technicality.
The law is now, doesn't matter. If it's out and can be used, it's an assumption that it is being used, and you'll get the ticket.
Wow.
We were talking off the air with Joe about the whole Equifax thing, and actually we did get a text, what should be watching for after the Equifax breach that was reported, and if we find an issue with our credit, can Equifax be held liable for it?
Well, that's all. There are going to be a whole series of class actions about this, and you know, that's one of the things everybody should be aware of. Equifax, as part of the deal that they wanted you to sign up for, to get this free credit reporting, they were going to make you waive your right to sue them. That was part of the deal, that you could only arbitrate with them, which is not...
And that's in that fine print that nobody reads,
right,
and they just click agree?
That's in the fine
print. Don't just click agree.
Yes. Well, and that's one of these issues with all these entities that are doing now. They're putting in these mandatory arbitration provisions that really are not... they're not consumer oriented. Those mandatory arbitration agreements in are only to the benefit of the companies.
Yep.
And so they say they're not doing that anymore, but I would certainly document any issue, any problem you have, and they are legally responsible because they really didn't protect your data. The issue is going to be, of course, you got to prove
that it was
them
that,
and what your damages are. And you don't want to go through that. By the way, watch your credit cards, watch your bank accounts, watch your loans, watch your, you know, you don't want to go through an identity theft. I mean, it's you don't want to have that lawsuit. It's like I tell people, you've been in a car crash and you're hurt bad. You don't want to be in that situation. You'd rather stay healthy and you'd rather stay financially healthy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. If you have a legal question for Joe, you can always email him. What's the email, Joe?
Sure. It's joe@StanleyLawOffices.com.
And the phone number?
1-800-608-3333.
And we will have Joe in again next Tuesday to answer your legal questions. So you can send an email to Shannon@95X.com or send us a text all week and we'll make sure we get it to Joe. 315-629-9570. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, and we'll have to do something with Marty next week. Well, is he going to be back? Or
he'll be back.
Is he on paternity?
Just for another day or so, he'll be back. But yeah, new baby, we're very excited about.